Harold," said she, speaking English with a broken accent. "I could not stay away longer. It is so lonely up there with only... Oh, my God, it is Paul!" These last words were in Greek, and at the same instant, the man, with a convulsive effort, tore the plaster from his lips and, screaming out, "Sophie! Sophie!" rushed into the woman's arms. Their embrace was but for an instant, however, for the younger man seized the woman and pushed her out of the room, while the elder easily overpowered his emaciated victim and dragged him away through the other door. For a moment I was left alone in the room, and I sprang to my feet with some vague idea that I might in some way get a clue to what this house was in which I found myself. Fortunately, however, I took no steps, for looking up, I saw that the older man was standing in the doorway with his eyes fixed upon me. "That will do, Mr. Milas," said he. "You perceive that we have taken you into our confidence over some very private business. We should not have troubled you, only that our friend who speaks Greek, and who began these negotiations, has been forced to return to the East. It was quite necessary for us to find someone to take his place, and we were fortunate in hearing of your powers." I bowed. "There are 5 sovereigns here," said he, walking up to me, "which will, I hope, be a sufficient fee. But remember," he added, tapping me lightly on the chest and giggling, "if you speak to a human soul about this, one human soul, mind, well, may God have mercy upon your soul."